Chapter 9. At 4 o'clock that afternoon, Levin, conscious that his heart was beating rapidly, got out of the hired sledge at the Zoological Gardens and went down the path leading to the ice hills and skating lake, sure of finding Kitty there, for he had noticed the Shcherbatsky's carriage at the entrance. It was a clear, frosty day. Carriages, private sledges, sledges for hire, and mounted police stood at the entrance. Well-dressed people, their hats shining in the sunlight, crowded at the gates and thronged the clean-swept paths between little houses built with carved eaves in Russian style. The bushy birch trees in the garden, with all their branches weighed down by snow, seemed attired in new festive garments. He walked along the path leading to the skating lake and kept repeating to himself, "I must not be excited. I must be quiet. What are you doing? What's the matter? Be quiet, stupid!" he said to his heart. But the more he tried to be calm, the more laboured grew his breath. He met an acquaintance who called to him, but Levin did not even notice who it was. He approached the ice hills and heard the clanking of the chains by which the sledges were being pulled up, their clatter as they descended the hills, and the sound of merry voices. A few more steps brought him to the skating lake, and among all the skaters he at once recognized her. He knew she was there by the joy and terror that took possession of his heart. She stood talking to a lady at the other end of the lake. There seemed to be nothing striking in her dress or attitude, but it was as easy for Levin to recognize her in that crowd as to find a rose among nettles. Everything was lit up by her. She was the smile that brightened everything around. "Can I really step down onto the ice and go up to her?" he thought. The spot where she stood seemed to him an unapproachable sanctuary.